Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And hallelujah. I just praise you. You know, this morning it is dawn and it is both raining. And I think of that wonderful scripture, Hosea, where you say that we must press on to know you because your coming is as certain as the dawn. Your mercies are new every morning. And, you come to us like the rain. So I thank you, Lord, that here we have morning and it is raining. So bless this word to us now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 17 from 24 to 26. After they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and asked, "Does your teacher pay the tax for the upkeep of the temple like the rest of us?" "Of course he does," Peter answered. When Peter walked into the house and before he had a chance to speak, Jesus spoke up and said, "Peter, I have a question for you. Who pays tolls or taxes to a king? Is the tax collected from the king's own children or from his subjects?" "From his subjects," Peter answered, and Jesus replied, "That's right. The children get all free without paying taxes."
Hallelujah. I'm just thinking of Isaiah 32 now. And Isaiah 32 talks about the king reigning in righteousness, and that we know that as the reality, he's ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet, and he's and drawing all men unto him. And praise God, we've been drawn unto him, and therefore being washed and justified by the Spirit, as the word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. So praise God for that. But then he goes on, he reigns in righteousness, and then he rules with justice, and that is through his people, through his called out ones. And then it says that we will be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And then as the subjects of the king, as brothers and sisters of the king, the Bible says we are co-heirs with Jesus of God. So we've been restored back into our family. And so I like that also in verse 8 it says, noble people, because we're noble now. We've been restored to our rightful family. We are God's idea and we came from God. And now in Jesus, we've been restored back. And then it says, noble people make noble plans, and by noble plans we stand. And so now as children of the living God, I love Ephesians 2 verse 10, predestined in Christ for good works laid out there for our lives. And so morning by morning, we draw close because his coming is as the dawn. He comes to bring life and life in abundance. We take hold of what the Lord is saying to us and we execute that written judgment. Whatever God says to us is also scriptural and we stand on it. And so not only do we pay taxes and make noble plans to do noble things, we stand for the kingdom of God. We stand for our God. We the lights in this world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. And Psalm 37 clearly says, us that has turned from darkness to light, to the power of God, having received forgiveness, we have an inheritance. And the inheritance is to possess this earth, to rule and reign here forever. God does not change his mind. He gave this earth for the godly, and it's the ungodly that are going to be taken off. So we need to stand for what is godly, in tune with the Lord, developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.